The mayor and his police chief held a show-and-tell news conference to highlight the variety of weapons they confiscated during the May Day demonstrations. Besides big sticks, they found sticks with nails, sacks of large stones, sheet metal with sharpened edges. And Mayor Mike McGinn says that left officers vulnerable. If they witnessed a crime, they still couldn't pursue a suspect into a crowd of people all dressed in black.
If you're going to send in officers, you know, one or two at a time or a handful at a time, into a group of 50 to 75 people wielding the weapons you see in front of you, that would be an officer rescue situation at that time. And we're not going to do it that way.
Police say the anarchist group was moving as a crowd, with only a few of them rushing out to smash windows. Once the vandalism started, Seattle police converged and broke up the crowd fairly quickly. Then the mayor signed a temporary order allowing any potential weapon to be confiscated preemptively. Before that, they had to wait until it was used criminally. Still, a few stores, some offices, and banks had to replace their storefronts, and many had to close early and lose customers. Downtown business leaders are calling on the city to do better next time, since everyone knew violence was a possibility. The city did meet with landlords in advance. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.